Yeah! All right, ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Listening to that, you know, there are very few things, Al, about our job that I don't love, right? I let's be honest. It's like the least real job in the world. We get to talk about the Lakers and the Dodgers and the Rams and food. And it's just, it's awesome, right? I really, truly love it. Look forward to doing it every day. I love sports. I like to talk about all this stuff. It's great. But you know what kind of sucks about the whole thing? Every time we get something wrong, and especially if you get it really loud wrong, it's on tape somewhere. Someone, and everybody hears it. Like, if it's just you and me sitting around, and I say, I think the Lakers are going to win by 25 tonight, and you say, oh, you say, I never said that. Everything's on tape now. Kind of stinks.
I thought the Lakers were going to beat the Kings last night. There's no secret to it. I definitely thought they were going to beat the Kings. And you're right. I was way off, and I'll take it. And I think it's, you know, just kind of adds to all the woes that the Lakers have had this year. And last night was incredibly, incredibly, incredibly frustrating. It really was. And you know, this is kind of part of an 82-game grind, but freaking 42 games in and nothing is changing. Nothing.
Well, welcome to the party, pal.
Yep.
As John McClain said, welcome to the party, pal. And I do like that your contempt for Taylor, where yesterday, I haven't been to the playoffs in 25 years, has turned into
true.
This morning, you were trying to get him fired.
Well,
it's very exciting to see the turn of events.
No, then I was looking for, like, real stats. Like, I'm like, well, let me, I got to do some research on the Kings. Just, you know, people.
I know
people
all
who
the stats.
That.
I know that.
No. Let me tell you something, Taylor. Let me tell you something. It's somebody who has no defense like me this morning, who's like, well, I'm going to – with the Kings, and, you know, I'm going to go online and see what's their playoff drought? Who's on their roster? You know who does that? Somebody who's freaking losing to the Kings.
Remember the intervention yesterday?
Five games in a row.
Yeah, of course.
It's not too late to come over.
No. So, see, now you're like the addict saying, look, one time's not going to hurt you.
Come on, man.
You can just try the heroin. It's fine.
He convinced everybody who was there for the, you know, everybody like, hey, you got to stop drinking. You got to stop doing this. Before it's over, everybody's having a drink with them.
Hey, have you guys ever tried an old fashioned with, like, not regular bitters, but the orange bitters? It's everybody
love
next,
you,
you know,
man. Love you. Cheers.
Dude, you are so right. Where do you get this stuff? Can you hook me up? That absolutely is the way to do it. Let's try a quick phone call here. 877-710-ESPN. That's the way that you can get in touch with us. Of course, you can always reach out on Twitter at Alan Sliwa, at Travis Rogers. Let's go to Manuel in Gardena. What's up, Manuel?
Hey, fellas. So there's been something in my craw the last couple of days ever since I heard it. And I just want to make sure that there's no truth to this vicious rumor. It's a slandering, in my opinion. Somebody's running their gums talking about Sliwa's a diva. And you know what? I'm not down with divas, but I'm down with Sliwa. So I need some clarification here. All
Are
right?
You a diva, Sliwa?
Please, I will listen off air. I'm always down with the Slee stack, but I'm not going to lie. If there's any truth to this diva rumor, there will be an intervention come up the night of the Mandy's.
Thank you, Manuel.
I do like that we've become the show of interventions. That's exciting. That's pretty cool. Why are you a diva, Al? What did I – are you
– Here's the funny thing. Here's the funny thing. I have no idea. I think they were – Mason and Cap were talking about who's a bigger diva.
Between the two of them?
I think something like that, biggest diva at the station.
Mason.
And then somebody brought me up. It's like, okay, yeah, if rolling up your sleeves and going to work every day is a diva, then I'll go ahead and take that. I'll go ahead and take it.
Yeah, I diva feels like an inaccurate definition of your deal. Diva would never come. Like, if I'm
pretty,
going through descriptions,
sure
I'm not landing on that.
Yeah,
no, you're not demanding
sure
all the green M&Ms be taken out of the bowl before you show up, right? That the rider to your contract isn't, I only drink Evian between 64 and 68 degrees. Otherwise, I'm not showing up to work. You're not Whitney Houston.
Well, I think you'll be okay. I think you'll be okay. All right, so we have this today's stat hero of the day.
Mm-hmm. Sure, you want to read this?
Yeah. Today's stat hero of the day is the Lakers. They have 40 games left on the season. They have Anthony Davis, who will be returning, and the Lakers will do everything possible to turn this around.
Not what's on
Stat
the screen,
Hero,
Alan Sliwa.
The exclusive daily fantasy app partner of the Travis and Sliwa show. Again, 40 games left for the Lakers.
Hey, Trav, could you please read what's on the
screen? Stat Hero is the first ever daily fantasy sportsbook that gives the player the advantage. Go to stathero.com/710ESPN for 100%.
Can you play some Ice Ice Baby underneath this, please?
What I'm reading is
Russell Hero of the day, not who sucked yesterday.
It's 2 for 14 from the field and 0 for 5 from 3. That look, it's a bad night. Everybody has a bad night. He's had a few in a row. What are you going to do other than take him out of the lineup, which doesn't feel like that's
okay.
happening.
We are stacked with still a lot of stuff going on. So I know we have our pick-em. Sean McVay's coming up at 12:30. But can I just say this real quick?
No.
If he's not playing well, don't have him in at the end of the game.
There
should be no guarantee that Russ is playing at the end of the game if he's not playing well. I mean, I don't know how else to describe that.
It seems you don't have to explain it to me. It makes perfect sense. I will co-sign. I will buy your timeshare. Whatever means less of that, I'm all for you. All right, as Al mentioned, Sean McVay is joining us in about 18 minutes from right now, 12:30. Sean McVay is scheduled to join us, so you're going to make sure you want to hear that. Our NFL picks are coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Travis Lee is brought to you by Goodyear. With you for every mile on the road to greatness, Goodyear, more driven. All right, it is playoff time. It is wild card weekend. Alan, you smashed everybody during the regular season. 18 weeks of the regular season, you ran away with it. It wasn't close. You were the champ. But like you, and again, as the champ, you got to decide, we're going to reset. We're going back
Let's
to zero
going.
For the playoffs. Let's keep it going. We do it slightly differently. All four of us are going to pick. So it's Trav, it's Slee, it's Emily, it's Taylor. We're all going to make our picks. I'll go first. We'll start
with
like
you. By the way, we could do this just like this throughout the playoffs, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So we'll just have us four.
Okay. Us four for the next 4 or 5 weeks.
You guys going down.
We'll figure it out. We'll see. Alan has proved his mettle in this. Let's start. We do it every week. The Rams. The Rams are 4-point favorites at SoFi Stadium against the Arizona Cardinals. I've rode this horse all season long. I'm not changing now. I'm going the Rams. I'm going all the way at the top. So give me the Rams at 4. Slee, you're next.
Okay, so I'm going to kind of go against the grain on this one. I think Rams win the game, but I think it's closer than people think. So I'm going to take the Cardinals. Give me those 4 points, and let's make this a 2. I'll take this as a 2.
Al's got the Cards at 2. Emily.
And Lakers by 25.
So I have the same kind of thought process as Alan.
You guys even fans, bro?
But I still
I'll sell
believe
my tickets
in,
right now.
I still believe in the Rams. I think that it's, you know, rookie quarterback, rookie head coach in the playoffs. So that's why I'm putting the Rams, though, at 2.
Rams at 2. Taylor.
I'm going to do Cards, actually. Doing Cards at 3.
Ooh, he's feeling pretty good about getting the points. All right, let's go to the next one. Taylor, you're going to go back-to-back. You get the next pick. The 49ers, who we just saw at SoFi Stadium last weekend, they're on the road. They are in Dallas. The Cowboys, America's team, is giving 3 points. Cowboys are a 3-point favorite. Taylor, who you got?
Dem boys at 2.
All right, so Dallas at 2 for Taylor. Emily.
So I feel like if I was taking money line, I'd take the Cowboys, but I think the 49ers are going to make it close, so I'm going to take the 49ers, but they're at my 1.
All right, San Francisco all the way at the bottom. Slee.
I'm going to go – so, by the way, doesn't this seem like a classic game already? The Niners taking on the Dallas
Feels
Cowboys.
Like a big deal.
Feels like a big deal. It really does. I'm going to go just because we've got a chance to see them. And when they play smash mouth football, and that style usually does really well in the playoffs, I'm going to go Niners on this one. I'll take the Niners over the Cowboys. What am I putting it as? Let me put it as my 1.
All right, so he's got San Francisco at 1. Here's the rub with the Niners. And Rams fans are going to know what I'm talking about here. The 49er team that we saw on Sunday, the 49er team that we saw beat up the Rams 31-10 on Monday Night Football earlier in the year.
They don't always play like that.
That team is that team against the Rams. Keep in mind, the 49ers were 2-4 in the NFC West. Mm-hmm. The 49ers played the same schedule that the Rams did, which means they played the Giants and the Texans and all of these other teams along the way, okay? The 49ers are a pretty mediocre team against everybody other than the Rams, so I'm going to go against the grain here. I'm going to go with Dallas, and I like Dallas not only to win that game, I like them to cover the spread. Dallas at number three for me. Al, you're batting leadoff here. Next game. It's going to be 0 degrees, literally 0 degrees in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Last time we saw them play in weather, the Patriots passed twice. Maybe it was three, but it wasn't more than three. The Bills are a 4-point favorite at home. Pats, Bills, who you got, Al?
I feel like I'm going a little against the grain on a lot of these picks. You know, Trav, one of two things is going to happen. Either I'm going to get a lead here to start off in the first round, or I'm going to fall back way behind right out the gate. I'll take the Patriots in this. I'll go Patriots, and I'll give it my three. I still want to see the Bills prove some stuff in the postseason. Patriots been there, done that. It's Belichick. I'll take my chances there. Hope the Bills win.
Emily.
So I have more confidence in the Bills. I think the first game is kind of a fluke. Second game was more of what the Bills are. Also, rookie quarterback in the postseason. I know it's Bill Belichick, but rookie quarterback in the postseason. I'm going to go Bills at my four.
Okay, so she's got Buffalo at four. Taylor.
Going Patriots. Patriots won.
All right, so he's got New England at
one. No explanation needed.
I think Emily's analysis is kind of spot on. I think that's what we saw on that Monday night game, or maybe it was Sunday night, where they ran it pretty much every single play. I don't know if you can do that twice. I don't know if you can take the game away from Mac Jones like that two times in a row and expect to win. I think he's going to have to do it. I think it's going to be freezing cold. I think it's going to be very difficult, home field, all that stuff. I'm going to take Buffalo too, but I'm going to put it all the way at the bottom. Number one, last game, the Raiders. The Raiders are on the road. Raiders win four in a row to get in, kick a field goal in the last play of the regular season to get in, and they are 5-point underdogs on the road at Cincinnati. Emily, you're first.
So the last, I say, four games by the Raiders were all decided by 3 points. That is the main reason why the Raiders, Alan Sliwa's Raiders, are at my three spot. I don't know if they win. I do know they cover.
All right. Raiders at three. Taylor.
Doing Raiders at four.
All right. So he's going Raiders all the way at the top. Al, this is getting interesting. This is a little game theory taking place here. Yeah. Raiders, Bengals, who you got?
There's no game theory. My Raiders, over the last 9-10 days, it's been one of the most unbelievable experiences I've had as a fan. Raiders, we're going straight to the top, just like I took them over the Chargers with my four. Raiders with a four over the Bengals.
All right, I was going to pick them anyway, but now I feel even better about this. Yeah. I'm going to go a little game theory. Give me the Cincinnati Bengals.
Can I change my answer or no?
I'll give you the 5 points. Look, tell me if this sounds right.
Yep.
Do the Raiders not feel like that ultimate team that's just happy to be there? That they got in at all is a bit of a miracle.
I think that's the Steelers this season.
This is all house money.
This is Trav. I understand why you say that. You don't know what it's like to sit in this seat. You don't understand what Raider Nation is. You don't understand what the black hole is. This is not a franchise that's okay with walking into the playoffs, with limping into the playoffs. They don't want to tie the Chargers and end up as a 6 seed. No, no, no. The Raiders have bigger dreams. They have bigger thoughts. And this is not a one quit, get in, and I'm out. They're looking for some. I don't have anything else. That's all.
You know how they have the play sheets that the coach have, those giant, they look like menus, those giant laminated cards that they look at. I got a glimpse at Bengals head coach Zach Taylor's card the other day. I did some deep internet research.
Sure.
And in the bottom left-hand corner, you can see it clear as day. It says, don't go for it on 4th and 1 from your own 18-yard line. it's in big letters right there that says, don't go for it on 4th and 1 from your own 18-yard line in the third quarter when you have the better team. I think he's going to follow his card. I think he's going to find a way to not do that. The Raiders, by the way, I'm actually really excited that the Raiders got in. It's good for them. I think it's pretty cool. they gave up 15 points in about 6 seconds at the end of that game. That the Raiders not only played really well, they got very lucky to hold on to that thing.
You know what I would do? You know what I'd do next season if I'm Herbert? If they're in another position like that, I would actually not go back on the field. I'd say, no, we're not going for it. We're not going for it.
Or
get the
kicker
in there and kick the freaking ball.
I was going to say, you want me to run it? Cool. Yeah, I'd drop back into punt formation and kick it myself. If I was Herbert, I'd go back there.
Why is Herbert 15 yards wide the center?
Yeah, we're going deep shotgun, and I'm going to pooch punch this thing, or pooch punt this
awesome.
Thing down the field. Absolutely. All right, congratulations to our winner for the latest round of tickets to the Genesis Invitational. Taylor Corbin from Redlands. Taylor, you win the tickets.
Atta baby, Taylor.
Yep, you got a chance to go play golf at Riviera Country Club. I know that this doesn't resonate with you, Al, because you're not as invested in golf as I am.
Mm-hmm. Excited. Yeah, you're excited about this.
Dude, getting to play Riviera? I mean, I'm not even joking when I say this. Mm-hmm. It would be the equivalent of somebody said to you, hey, do you want to go get us some shots at Staples Center? Mm-hmm. Like you and five of your friends can come out and you guys can play 3-on-3 at Staples Center. How does that sound?
Crypto.com Arena.
My bad.
Staples, yes.
Crypto.com Arena. Thank you for cleaning that up. But that's what it's like, right?
Yeah.
You want to go take batting practice at Dodger Stadium? Well, sure. Of course I do. That sounds amazing. Those are great comps.
Yeah, those are great comps.
That's what field goals is at
SoFi.
Which you've done, by the way. Can I tell you, I'm going to give you a little quick compliment here. You had a little field goal game in you. Were you like a sneaky soccer kid in high school or something? Like you stepped up and banged a 30-yard field goal like you'd done it your whole life.
I don't think it was 30 yards, but
exactly what it was.
Was it 30?
I thought so. I didn't just pick that number out of thin air. I really do think that's what
it was.
I think
you rounded it up from like 18, but I'll take 30.
Good thing you're not a Charger because Staley would have never let you kick it. You would have had to
go
for it at that point.
Field goals.
The head coach of the Rams, Sean McVay, is scheduled to join us next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, Travis Lee is brought to you by Goodyear. With you for every mile on the road to greatness, Goodyear, more driven. All right, it is playoff time. It is wild card weekend. Alan, you smashed everybody during the regular season. 18 weeks of the regular season, you ran away with it. It wasn't close. You were the champ. But like you, and again, as the champ, you got to decide, we're going to reset. We're going back
Let's
to zero
going.
For the playoffs. Let's keep it going. I'm going to do it slightly differently. All four of us are going to pick. So it's Trav, it's Slee, it's Emily, it's Taylor. We're all going to make our picks. I'll go first. We'll start
this like this throughout the playoffs, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So we'll just have us four.
Okay. Us four for the next 4 or 5 weeks.
You guys going down.
We'll figure it out. We'll see. Alan has proved his mettle in this. Let's start. We do it every week. The Rams. The Rams are 4-point favorites at SoFi Stadium against the Arizona Cardinals. I've rode this horse all season long. I'm not changing now. I'm going the Rams. I'm going all the way at the top. So give me the Rams at 4. Slee, you're next.
Okay, so I'm going to kind of go against the grain on this one. I think Rams win the game, but I think it's closer than people think. So I'm going to take the Cardinals. Give me those 4 points, and let's make this a 2. I'll take this as a 2.
Al's got the Cards at 2. Emily.
And Lakers by 25.
I have the same kind of thought process as Alan.
You guys even fans, bro?
But I
I'll
still
sell
believe
my tickets
in,
right now.
I still believe in the Rams. I think that it's, you know, rookie quarterback, rookie head coach in the playoffs. So that's why I'm putting the Rams, though, at 2.
Rams at 2. Taylor.
I'm going to do Cards, actually. Doing Cards at 3.
Ooh, he's feeling pretty good about getting the points. All right, let's go to the next one. Taylor, you're going to go back-to-back. You get the next pick. The 49ers, who we just saw at SoFi Stadium last weekend, they're on the road. They are in Dallas. The Cowboys, America's team, is giving 3 points. Cowboys are a 3-point favorite. Taylor, who you got?
Dem boys at 2.
All right, so Dallas at 2 for Taylor. Emily.
So I feel like if I was taking money line, I'd take the Cowboys, but I think the 49ers are going to make it close, so I'm going to take the 49ers, but they're at my one.
All right, San Francisco all the way at the bottom. Slee.
I'm going to go – so, by the way, doesn't this seem like a classic game already? The Niners taking on the Dallas
Feels
Cowboys.
Like a big deal.
Feels like a big deal. It really does. I'm going to go just because we've got a chance to see them, and when they play smash mouth football, and that style usually does really well in the playoffs, I'm going to go Niners on this one. I'll take the Niners over the Cowboys. What am I putting it as? Let me put it as my one.
All right, so he's got San Francisco at one. Here's the rub with the Niners, and Rams fans are going to know what I'm talking about here. The 49er team that we saw on Sunday, the 49er team that we saw beat up the Rams 31-10 on Monday Night Football earlier in the year.
They don't always play like that.
That team is that team against the Rams. Keep in mind, the 49ers were 2-4 in the NFC West. Mm-hmm. The 49ers played the same schedule that the Rams did, which means they played the Giants and the Texans and all of these other teams along the way, okay? The 49ers are a pretty mediocre team against everybody other than the Rams, so I'm going to go against the grain here. I'm going to go with Dallas, and I like Dallas not only to win that game, I like them to cover the spread. Dallas at number three for me. Al, you're batting leadoff here. Next game. It's going to be 0 degrees, literally 0 degrees in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Last time we saw them play in weather, the Patriots passed twice. Maybe it was three, but it wasn't more than three. The Bills are a 4-point favorite at home. Pats, Bills, who you got, Al?
I feel like I'm going a little against the grain on a lot of these picks. You know, Trav, one of two things is going to happen. Either I'm going to get a lead here to start off in the first round, or I'm going to fall back way behind right out the gate. I'll take the Patriots in this. I'll go Patriots, and I'll give it my three. I still want to see the Bills prove some stuff in the postseason. Patriots, been there, done that. It's Belichick. I'll take my chances there. Hope the Bills win.
Emily.
So I have more confidence in the Bills. I think the first game is kind of a fluke. Second game was more of what the Bills are. Also, rookie quarterback in the postseason. I know it's Bill Belichick, but rookie quarterback in the postseason. I'm going to go Bills at my four.
Okay, so she's got Buffalo at four. Taylor.
Going Patriots. Patriots won.
All right, so he's got New England at
one. No explanation needed.
I think Emily's analysis is kind of spot on. I think that that's what we saw on that Monday night game, or maybe it was Sunday night, where they ran it pretty much every single play. I don't know if you can do that twice. I don't know if you can take the game away from Mac Jones like that two times in a row and expect to win. I think he's going to have to do it. I think it's going to be freezing cold. I think it's going to be very difficult, home field, all that stuff. I'm going to take Buffalo too, but I'm going to put it all the way at the bottom. Number one, last game, the Raiders. The Raiders are on the road. Raiders win four in a row to get in, kick a field goal in the last play of the regular season to get in, and they are 5-point underdogs on the road at Cincinnati. Emily, you're first.
So the last, I say, four games by the Raiders were all decided by 3 points. That is the main reason why the Raiders, Alan Sliwa's Raiders, are at my three spot. I think I don't know if they win. I do know they cover.
All right. Raiders at three. Taylor.
Doing Raiders at four.
All right. So he's going Raiders all the way at the top. Al, this is getting interesting. This is a little game theory taking place here. Yeah. Raiders, Bengals, who you got?
There's no game theory. My Raiders, over the last 9-10 days, it's been one of the most unbelievable experiences I've had as a fan. Raiders, we're going straight to the top, just like I took them over the Chargers with my four. Raiders with a four over the Bengals.
All right. I was going to pick them anyway, but now I feel even better about this. Yeah. I'm going to go a little game theory. Give me the Cincinnati Bengals.
Can I change my answer or no?
I'll give you the 5 points. Look, tell me if this sounds right.
Yep.
Do the Raiders not feel like that ultimate team that's just happy to be there? That they got in at all is a bit of a miracle.
I think that's the Steelers this season.
This is all house money.
This is Trav, I understand why you say that. You don't know what it's like to sit in this seat. You don't understand what Raider Nation is. You don't understand what the black hole is. This is not a franchise that's okay with walking into the playoffs, with limping into the playoffs. They don't want to tie the Chargers and end up as a 6 seed. No, no, no. The Raiders have bigger dreams. They have bigger thoughts. And this is not a one quit, get in, and I'm out. they're looking for some. I don't have anything else. That's all.
You know how they
have
the play sheets that the coach have, those giant, they look like menus, those giant laminated cards that they look at. I got a glimpse at Bengals head coach Zach Taylor's card the other day. I did some deep internet research.
Sure.
And in the bottom left-hand corner, you can see it clear as day. It says, don't go for it on 4th and 1 from your own 18-yard line. It's in big letters right there that says, don't go for it on 4th and 1 from your own 18-yard line in the third quarter when you have the better team. I think he's going to follow his card. I think he's going to find a way to not do that. The Raiders, by the way, I'm actually really excited the Raiders got in. It's good for them. I think it's pretty cool. They gave up 15 points in about 6 seconds at the end of that game. That the Raiders not only played really well, they got very lucky to hold on to that thing.
You know what I would do? You know what I'd do next season if I'm Herbert? If they're in another position like that, I would actually not go back on the field. I'd say, no, we're not going for it. We're not going for it.
Or
get the kicker in there and kick the freaking ball.
I was going to say, you want me to run it? Cool. Yeah, I'd drop back into punt formation and kick it myself. If I was Herbert, I'd go back there.
Why is Herbert 15 yards wide the center?
Yeah, we're going deep shotgun, and I'm going to pooch punch this thing, thing down the field. Absolutely. All right, congratulations to our winner for the latest round of tickets to the Genesis Invitational. Taylor Corbin from Redlands. Taylor, you win the tickets.
Atta baby, Taylor.
Yep, you got a chance to go play golf at Riviera Country Club. I know that this doesn't resonate with you, Al, because you're not as invested in golf as I am.
Mm-hmm. Excited. Yeah, you're excited about this.
Dude, getting to play Riviera? I mean, I'm not even joking when I say this. Mm-hmm. It would be the equivalent of somebody said to you, hey, do you want to go get us some shots at Staples Center? Mm-hmm. Like you and five of your friends can come out and you guys can play 3-on-3 at Staples Center. How does that sound?
Crypto.com Arena.
Crypto.com Arena. Thank you for cleaning that up. But that's what it's like, right? Yeah. You want to go take batting practice at Dodger Stadium? Well, sure. Of course I do. That sounds amazing. That's what
those are great comps. Yeah, comps.
That's
what field goals at SoFi.
Which you've done, by the way. Can I tell you, I'm going to give you a little quick compliment here. You had a little field goal game in you. Were you like a sneaky soccer kid in high school or something? Like you stepped up and banged a 30-yard field goal like you'd done it your whole life.
I don't think it was 30 yards, but
exactly what it was.
Was it 30?
I thought so. I didn't just pick that number out of thin air. I really do think that's what
it was. I
think
you rounded it up from like 18, but I'll take 30.
Good thing you're not a Charger because Staley would have never let you kick it. You would have had to go for it at that point.
Kick field goals.
The head coach of the Rams, Sean McVay, is scheduled to join us next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. All right, Al, we're still waiting for Coach McVay. Hopefully he's going to call us here in the next couple of minutes. If he does, fantastic. If not, I'm sure that Mason and Ireland will be more than ready to talk to Coach McVay. So you're going to get some Coach McVay, whether it's with us or John and Steve. Time will tell, but hopefully.
Coach, get in here.
Yeah, right. Maybe I'm telling you, Al, you're pretty hot this week. I dig this, and I think that he's like, I don't want Alan. I am afraid he's going to be a little too aggressive.
That's his concern.
Good news if you like to smoke or edibles or whatever it might be. A study has discovered that cannabis can help prevent infection from COVID-19.
Interesting.
I'm going to need some sourcing on this. I don't know if this came from the back page of High Times magazine. I don't know if that's still a thing, but is that real, Al? Would that change your approach in life if that's true?
I have no idea, but I will say this, and I'm a firm believer in this. Look, let's if we put the two together – what weed does versus what alcohol does. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I'll take my chances with weed over alcohol when it comes to, you know, it's funny, like think about this, when a fight starts or something like that at a bar, imagine if everyone at the bar was just high. I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure nobody's going to be throwing bottles all over the place. Let's just say it gets you in a different mood.
I'm going to hit you with my rolling papers.
I need more wings. Exactly. You just ordered 12 wings.
Do you have any news to share with the group? I know that you are a resident of the South Pasadena area, I should say. You didn't buy a house by chance, did you?
No, why?
Because the Freddy Krueger house in South Pasadena sold for $3 million. The house from Nightmare on Elm Street is in South Pass, and it sold for $3 million. I thought that maybe you might have some news to share.
First of all, I've came on here, and you've talked. Pasadena is just unbelievable. Beautiful.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome area. Awesome area.
Love it.
Damn, you go try to get yourself a little 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,500-square-foot home with 8,000 square feet total lot size?
Yeah, good luck. good luck. You better be going to have a check with multiple commas. That's always
Do you guys
a fun
do 60-year mortgages, or is it just 30-year?
No, it's not a great time to try to get into the L.A. housing market. It really never is a great time to get into the L.A. housing market. If you could have a famous TV house, movie house, what do you want? Just you could go like super baller. You could go quaint. You could go, you know, nostalgic. What do you want?
Okay, there's a couple. Isn't Dwight Howard known for having like the most ridiculous, or was it Shaq? I can't remember. Yeah, they used Shaq. To do the cribs or whatever it was.
Oh, I think it was Shaq. Yeah, I think it was Shaq.
And then who's another one? What's his name? Why am I forgetting his name? What's the oh my gosh, why am I forgetting his name?
Sport.
What's
the, give me the sport.
The successful the businessman. Why am I forgetting his name?
Jeff
well,
Bezos.
I would think he went. I would
Not
think he
Bezos.
Went Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Nope. Larry Ellison. Nope. Elon
no, no,
Musk.
No, no, no.
Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett.
Okay.
Do you know he's in a home since, like, the same home since the 1960s?
He lives in Omaha, Nebraska.
Do you know how baller that is to me? Do you, know how, you know how cool that is to me that this guy is still in the same home from the 60s or 70s or whenever he bought that home?
Yeah, the question is, I want Cliff Kingsbury's house in Arizona. I want the one, the big pool, the fire pit in the backyard.
What was
the
Rams
walls.
House they did for the draft? That the, one the, in
the
Malibu?
Rams Malibu draft house? That looks pretty good, too. Bronstein went through that thing. He was saying it was as good as it looked, so he was there doing their social that day. Trinity Rodman, Dennis Rodman's daughter. She's 19. She got her call up to the U.S. Women National Soccer Team. So
wow.
Does she have a nickname? I know we had the worm. Is she like the what's the female version of a worm? I don't know, but that's pretty good. That's the genetics club, right? Dennis Rodman, one in a million athlete. Trinity Rodman. I'm sure
that's
she
awesome.
Got some of dad's genes, and she's going to go. Is what's the rebounding equivalent of soccer? Is it like being a defender? Like what? I don't know. Help me out. I'm
probably.
Not a soccer person now.
Yeah, probably being a defender. One of those. I don't know. Is stopper they use in soccer? I'll just throw stopper out there. Is she a goalie?
I think that's I think Kenley Jansen is a stopper. They morph from fireman to stopper.
By the way, every time you see that where you have okay, let me use as an example. Gary Payton, right? Gary Payton II, I think it's the second from the Warriors. And you see his athleticism, I'm like, yeah, that's not a surprise. And it's not even that Gary Payton was a high flyer, any of that stuff. Gary Payton was a glove, known for his defense, all that stuff. But anytime Klay Thompson, it's like, yeah, there's no surprise that the son of some of these athletes or the daughter of some of these athletes are just incredibly athletic individuals who are having, you know, success or whatever their sport is.
The Boones, Aaron Boone is the current manager of the New York Yankees. Mm-hmm. I believe they are they're three generation major leaguers. Like their grandfather Ray was a major leaguer, their dad Bob was a major leaguer, they're major leaguers, they're managers. They're just that lucky genetics club along the way. What was your deal when you got a substitute teacher in school? Were you the guy that I'm going to follow the rules? Did you get a little wild? Which of those kids
I'm
were you?
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. I was an a-hole. I really was, because I just thought it was like the funniest thing that you could kind of do whatever you want. And depending on, I was never disrespectful, but it was like, you would just do things that you certainly wouldn't do if that was your main teacher.
Okay. So
the best way to put it.
I think that's probably 90% of us, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't have to listen to this guy. He's going to be gone tomorrow. And, you know, Mr. Smith is going to be back in the room. What do I care? What if a Major League Baseball player was your substitute teacher? Jack differently? Because Harrison Bader, who's a really good player for the St. Louis Cardinals, filled in as a substitute PE teacher at an elementary school in St. Louis. Are you giving Mr. Bader your respect?
Cool is that? Like, what if, you know, can you imagine some of these kids who are Cardinals fans or whatever the case, and this dude comes in and he's your PE teacher? That's the coolest thing I've ever heard of. You know, name me the most famous athlete from your school. High school.
It's Bruce Matthews. He's in the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Okay. So if I said, like, Jimmy Johnson, or if I said – now, I know that's different. It's not like you're running laps or playing baseball or anything
He's
like that.
Still arguably the greatest stock car driver of all time.
How cool would that be that, you know, you go back to your high school or something along those lines, and you got one of these athletes, former athletes, and it's an elementary school? I love that story.
Think about it, too. And elementary school is like the perfect time, because if you're a sports fan as a kid, right?
Yeah.
And even, like, Harrison Bader isn't Yadier Molina, but he's a pretty good player, right? He's one of the – he plays just about every day.
It's going to hook you at a young age.
You go to play kickball in the backyard, right? And all of a sudden, or the recess, and it's like, all right, line it up. And you're like, wait a second, are you kidding me? A major league player? Who's your guy? Who's your favorite team that you first remember? I know you're a Laker guy. Was it those Shaq Kobe teams? Was that kind of your introduction to really
Magic's
hardcore
Magic's my
fandom?
Favorite player of all time, but Magic, okay. When I was cheering for him in the Lakers, it was the end of his career. I didn't see him win a championship.
Okay, so it's not Magic. He's too famous. Like, who? It would be Michael Cooper, right?
Van Exel. Okay. Eddie Jones was my favorite Laker growing up.
Eddie Jones is perfect.
Yep.
So Eddie Jones rolls into Granite Hills High School to teach a PE. That would be unbelievable.
Me?
All right, it is official. Sean McVay is going to go on with Mason and Ireland coming up in a little bit. Al, make sure that you text Mason
Ireland good questions.
Make sure that you send them along.
Gosh,
I think that
dang it.
We were ready. What'd you say, Emily?
I said he's scared. He was too worried about Slee coming after him.
Slee's
ready to beat anyone up right now.
He's so scared, absolutely. Yeah, I don't think that's the case.
It's the NFL. All the teams are good, and especially in the playoffs, all the teams are good.
You know what I want to ask?
I really feel good about the Rams this weekend. I really do. I think they're going to play really well.
You know what I really want to ask him?
Mm.
If you're back in that same situation, you know, if you're back in the you got three downs to go get a first down, you have an opportunity to close out a game, and it's against Arizona or it's against Green Bay. You changing anything? You know, are you looking at – there's a reason why Stafford's here. There's a reason why Cooper Kupp is over there and that we talk about them, and this offense is so prolific. Do you change anything? And I was curious to just kind of hear his response because I do think
will
he
you
is...
be a coward, Sean McVay? Is that what you were going to say?
No, I won't say it that way.
Phrase it differently, I think.
Trav – the reason why I say it is because I do think he has made some adjustments as this season has gone on, and I wouldn't be surprised he's in that predicament again and he tries to go get that first down.
I wouldn't either, but just because you made a decision that didn't work doesn't mean it was the wrong decision. Sometimes the right decision does not work out. Sometimes a bad decision actually turns out okay.
Depends
it doesn't
on
mean
the circumstances
it was the right decision.
And everything else.
Absolutely it does. All right, Sean McVay is going to be on with Mason and Ireland. They're coming up next. It's Travis Slee. We're back here tomorrow at 10 a.m. Don't
Bourbon.
Be late. Spend all day.